Today being the 20th day of Ramadan, 1446 years after the Hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Mecca to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 20th day of March, 2025 years after the era of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. The annual tafsir organized by the International Organization of Tijaniyah Brotherhood in partnership with Tijaniyah Muslim Student Association of Nigeria, Modibello University Zaria Chapter, at the Faculty of Engineering Mosque of the main campus between 5 and 6 p.m. each day of Ramadan, continues from the 18th ayat of Surah Al-Fatih. Our Sheikh, Professor Abdullah Al-Lukina, will conduct the tafsir, while Sayyidi Aliyu Abdullah will recite the Holy Quran for us. We are streaming live on the Facebook at Timsan National and Timsan EBU, Zaria.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد رضي الله عن المؤمنين إذ يبايعونك تحت الشجرة فعلم ما في قلوبهم فأنزل السكينة عليهم وأثابهم فتحا قريبا
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين لقد صدق الله رسوله لقد رضي الله عن المؤمنين إذ يبايعونك تحت الشجرة فعلم ما في قلوبهم أنزل السكينة عليهم وأثابهم فتحا قريبا. We are still in Surah Al-Fatih that I told you. This is when Allah gives you a continued assessment, He marks it and gives you your result, and you can see it directly in front of you. Allah is now telling us that He, Allah, لَقَدْ رَدِيَ اللَّهُ, that Allah is indeed pleased عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, with the faithful servants of Allah that believed in Allah. إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ, when they took covenant with you underneath the tree. فَعَلِمَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ, Allah knew what was in their heart. وَأَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَأَثَابَهُمْ فَتْحًا قَرِيبًا, and He sent down tranquility to them and granted them a victory that is near. Here Allah said, لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ. We talked of this covenant that the Muslims took with the Prophet and what led to it. This particular journey showed the extent of the patience of the Prophet and his belief in Allah that has no parallel, absolute belief. Here, Sayyidina Usman was the final resort that the Prophet, after Ikrimah came with about 200 people to come and attack the Muslims, when they were still not going, they don't intend war. The Prophet, they were routed, brought to the Prophet, and he asked all of them to go. He freed them, telling them, we did not come for war. Sayyidina Usman was sent. The people asked Sayyidina Usman, we will not allow the Prophet to come this inside Makkah. If you want to do tawaf, that is the house, you can do tawaf. The Prophet said, a tawaf, a house where the Prophet is not allowed to do tawaf, Sayyidina Usman has no need for it. At the end, people said, Sayyidina Usman has been killed. The Prophet said, if he's killed, then all come and take covenant with me. We will fight to the end. Despite his patience all this way, taking another route when they left, avoiding all the problems, if it finally faces him, he will stand up. He used to say, La tatamannaw lika wal adu. Don't ever wish to meet with your enemy. Don't let it be your habit that I want, let me meet with my enemy. But if you are going and suddenly the enemy appears before you, say, stand firm and mention Allah a lot and remember Allah a lot. This is what is happening here. This shajara of Samura is where the Prophet is underneath that tree that he was standing, and everybody came and make allegiance with him. Allah said he knew what was in their heart. Because he knew what was in their heart. What was in their heart? Visible, they left Makkah some 6 years ago, some 7 years ago. The Prophet specifically, this is the sixth year he left Makkah. Everybody is in desire to come to Makkah as Muslim to make tawaf. The Prophet told them that he had a dream that he came, he made Umrah, he shaved his head, and they entered freely and went out freely. So all of them, this desire to come to the house of Allah, to please Allah, what was there. So Allah knew that this is what was in their mind. That's why they had so much difficulty when they were told that they have to go back. Because they were told they have to go back. Who said so? The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And whatever the Prophet says, it's Allah that says it. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهَ. Whoever obeys the Prophet is the messenger of Allah. It's Allah he has obeyed. That's what Allah said. When he knew what is in their heart, وَأَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَأَثَابَهُمْ فَتْحًا قَرِيبًا. Allah knew what was in their heart. So he sent down tranquility to them. And Allah will tell us what is this tranquility. Because whenever you have Allah in your heart, Allah will send tranquility down for you. And Allah grant them victory, near victory. This one is Fatul Qarib. In the beginning, he told us it's Fatul Mubin. And then you have Fatul Mutlak, Fatul Akbar.
وكان الله عزيزا حكيما
ومغانم كثيرة يأخذونها وكان الله عزيزا حكيما. Allah said, I have given you this victory now, despite your disappointment, but your belief in Allah and your love for Allah made you to obey the Prophet. You did not falter, all of you. They all 1,520 something or 1,400, all of them, they believed in what the Prophet said, and they are on their way back to Medina now. Allah said, I promise you that I have this particular pledge that you have done, and this particular treaty that was signed now is your victory. The victory is near. And then, وَمَغَانِ مَكَثِيرَةً, and booty is ahead of you that you are going to take plenty of it. Know this, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ Allah fa azizan, Allah is might. Hakima, but despite the fact that Allah is mighty, he is with anything you see him do is with wisdom. Allah, if he wants anything to do, إِنَّمَا أَمْرُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُنْ. He does it, nothing can stop him. But Allah does all these things with wisdom in it, so that you can see that this is by a person who is extremely wise. So whatever Allah does is with wisdom. Azizan, he is mighty. Hakiman, yet is with wisdom. This victory that is near here is this treaty of Hudaybiyah. That is the victory, the near victory. This maganima, booty of war that is Allah is talking about now, is immediately they return to Medina. They will see, the Prophet will ask them to go to the war of Khaybar, where Allah will open up over 8 fortresses for them. And in these fortresses, they will have so much booty that they have never had since the Islam started.
وَعَدَكُمُ اللَّهُ مَغَانِمَ كَثِيرَةً تَأْخُذُونَهَا فَعَجَّلَ لَكُمْ فعجل لكم هذه وكف أيدي الناس عنكم ولتكون آية للمؤمنين ويهديكم صراطا مستقيما.
وعدكم الله مغانم كثيرة تأخذونها فأجل لكم هذه وكف أيدي الناس عنكم ولتكون آية للمؤمنين ويهديهم صراطا مستقيما. الله تبارك وتعالى يسنو تلندم وعدكم الله مغانم كثيرة تأخذونها. الله is promising you, is telling you for sure, you are going to have a lot of booty you are going to take that is coming to you. وَأَجَلَ لَكُمْ هَذِهِ. This near victory that you have now with this treaty, he is just hastening this for you. وَأَرَكُمْ اللَّهَ بَقَانِمَا فَسَلَتَ أَخُذُنَا وَأَجَلَ لَكُمْ هَذِهِ وَكَفَّ أَيْدِيَ النَّاسِ عَنْكُمْ. And he was the one who restrained the hands of those 200 that came to attack you when you refused to fight. He was one who restrained their hand, and you captured them, and you freed them, and allowed them to go. وَلْتَكُونَ آيَةً لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So that this issue, this scenario, this particular occasion, even you yourself, you become a symbol, a sign for whoever says he believes in Allah. This treaty, this journey, all the events here, آيَةً لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, is a symbol for Muslims. And it's a symbol for the mu'minin. وَهَدِيَكُمْ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا. So that Allah can guide you to the straight path. Path that is straight.
عُكْرِ لَمْ تَقْدِرُوا عَلَيْهَا قَدْ حَاطَ اللَّهُ بِهَا وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرًا.
عُكْرِ لم تقدروا عليها قد أحاط الله بها وكان الله على كل شيء قديرا. After this booty that Allah has promised you, there are other booties plenty that up to now you have not laid your hand. You don't even know where they are. You don't even know the extent. But from now onwards, you are taking places, you are conquering places, you are getting more booty. قد أحاط الله بها. Allah himself encompasses this and knows it. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرًا. Know this, anything that Allah wants to do, he has power to do it. So here Allah is telling them now that there are going to be more victories after even the Haybar. Later on, you are going to have the conquest of Makkah, Fatu Makkata, after the Umratul Qada. After that, you are going to have the war of Hunayn. You will capture Hunayn, where the Prophet ﷺ, the beauty was so much, he was giving out gifts of 100 camel at a time to a person. So that's why Allah is telling in ukhra lam taqdiru ahli wa kana Allah ahata biha wa kana Allah ala kulli shay'in qadira. There are other booties that are coming. All this is what has not happened, but Allah is promising them and telling them they should know all these things are coming. What is the result? How are they getting all these results? Because of their performance in this exam that Allah tested them. If people, they set out for coming for Umrah, the Prophet called all the neighbors, I'm coming for Umrah. The villagers surrounding them, most of them did not come because they had felt the Prophet was going to fail. The Prophet did not carry plenty of weapons. Rather, he took Ihram. From Zul Khalifa, he took his Ihram. In Ihram, he had Hadaya. And all of them were on the way coming. Anybody that sees them know that these people are not up for war. Yet, these people wanted them to come, wanted war on them. And were even sending people. And each time, you can see the Prophet is dodging, dodging, dodging. So this is what Allah is saying here, that the result of this, of your obedience to the Prophet, despite you're not getting what you wanted, you have passed the exam. So, وَمَكَانِمَا كَثِيرَةً تَأْخُذُونَهَا وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا. Then Allah said he will give you a lot of booty. Then there are other booties that are also coming. These ones, you don't know about them, but Allah has already encompassed it and kept it for you. It's coming. Know that Allah has power over everything.
ولو قاتلكم الذين كفروا لولوا الأدبار ثم لا يجدون وليا ولا نصيرا
ولو قاتلكم الذين كفروا لولوا الأدبار ثم لا يجدون وليا ولا نصيرا Allah said, ولو قاتلكم الذين كفروا لولوا الأدبار If those disciples, you are ready to fight, and as they came to fight you. Where if they just see you, lower, lower, Advara, they will have turned their back on their heels. They will not have been able to confront you. Allahu Akbar, lakum al-lazina kafaru, lower, lower, Advara, summa la tajidu waliyan wa la nasira. And when they turn on their back, they will not find anybody to assist them. Neither will they find anybody to have alliance with. Because anybody that sees your state and the power and the strength coming out of you will know that you cannot be confronted. So Allah is telling them here that, I did not say you shouldn't fight because you cannot defeat. If you had fought, you would have defeated. But there is something else there. Because there is what you call Bisatul Mashia and Bisatul Hikmah. Allah does some things sometimes to bring out wisdom and does some things sometimes to finalize that it is like that. When you hear, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ That's Bisatul Mashia. Those that are going to go to hell, Allah has already written them, they are going to go to hell. Those that are going to go to heaven, Allah has already written them, they are going to go to heaven. That's predestination. Then why are you in this world? Wisdom. Allah's wisdom to show everybody. So by the time the person is going to paradise, everybody will know that. Even in this world, look at the effort he did. If you are in the class with a person, all of you are in the classroom, he doesn't attend classes. He doesn't do his assignments. He doesn't attend practicals. And then exam came, and he has 100%. Does it make sense to you? All of you will say, no, something has gone wrong. Because there is no wisdom in that. But you are in the same class with somebody. He is the first to attend in class. He is punctual in attendance. He is doing his assignments. Practically, he is doing it. And you can see when he comes to the class, he's enthusiastic and he's patient and he concentrates in the teacher. And they now tell you that this person has 90-something%. Then you say, Kai, he should. He's so hardworking. Always he's ahead of all of us. This is what Allah is. That is wisdom. Allah sometimes brings out some things in wisdom. Not because he needs, it's because of people that he brings wisdom. If he's the one, he doesn't need it. They will not, if they will have run away from you or turn on their heels, if it was real fight that you came to fight. And they will not find anybody to be their alliance or guardian, nor will they find any helper at all.
سُنَّةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا
سُنَّةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا This is the culture of Allah. This is the tradition of Allah. Sunnatullahi alladhi qad khalat min qabl. Walan tajida li sunnatillahi tabdila. You will never find a change. You will never find that the culture of Allah takes another direction. Always, Allah will do his things with wisdom, but he is decisive in whatever he wants to do, he will do it. So if Allah promises you that he will do something, if you do this, inna allatheena amanu wa aminu salihati, Have faith, work hard, you are going to get the paradise. But know that if Allah does not wish you to get the paradise, you wouldn't have been doing this good work. Therefore, no matter how much work you are doing, don't say because I am doing this, so I'll get and put your hand. No. Always be on the fair. Alladhina amanu, have faith. Summa tattaku. Then fear Allah. Always fear Allah. Don't say, because I am doing this, No. Allah, this is his sunnah. His decision is final. But his work will come with wisdom. and that has passed, you will never find that the Sunnah of Allah changes. And Sunnah is the culture. The culture of Allah is the culture of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He used to say, "Takhallaqu bi akhlaqillah." Try to make yourself conform to the character of Allah. And where do you find the character of Allah? In the Quran. Where do you find the character of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? In the Quran. That's why I used to tell people that over 98% of the Sunnah of the Prophet, if not 100%, is in the Quran. Is to make you understand it, that there is hadith. But a person that Allah has opened his heart from the Quran, he will take all the Sunnah of the Prophet. So, Sunnah Allah lati qad khalat wa lan tajida li sunnatillahi tabdila. You will never find that there is any change to the culture of Allah or to the ways of Allah.
وهو الذي كف أيديهم عنكم وأيديكم عنهم ببدن مكة من بعد أن أظفركم عليه وكان الله بما تعملون بصيرا.
وهو الذي كف أيديهم عنكم وأيديكم عنهم ببدن مكة من بعد أن أظفركم عليه. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرًا. Allah said, وَهُوَ الَّذِي كَفَّ أَيْدِيَهُمْ عَنْكُمْ. He is one who restrained their hands from touching you. وَهُوَ الَّذِي كَفَّ أَيْدِيَهُمْ عَنْكُمْ وَأَيْدِيَكُمْ عَنْهُمْ. He is one who also restrained your hand from touching them. So that what the Prophet also wanted will happen. You wanted at all cost to go for Umrah, to make tawaf of the house. Whatever will happen, will happen. The Prophet wanted at all cost not to go out of the commandment of Allah by any hair. Which month are we in? Zulqida. Where are we going? To the house of Allah. What are we having with us? Hadiah. Any person who has taken ihram, it is forbidden for you. It is completely forbidden. It's haram that you should engage in any form of war. وَمَنْ فَرَضَ فِيهِنَّ الْحَجِّ فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوكَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ. That's why Allah said, anybody who has taken ihram that is going to do hajj, no obsceneness, no obscene talk. Even if somebody was to confront you, don't answer. And all these people, they know, even in their jahiliyyah, before Islam, that's how it was. That whenever anybody is coming, and in this month of in the forbidden month, that is in the inviolable months, that's the month of Zulqa'dah, Zulhajj, Muharram, and Rajab. You don't touch anybody. And anybody that has taken Hadiah is already telling he's coming for Hajj. You don't touch him. It is forbidden for you to touch him. And he's already in Islam. The Prophet didn't want to violate all this in any hair. He is looking at the reverence of Allah and the reverence of Allah for his own house. So he's waiting for Allah. Whatever Allah asks him to do is what he will do. You is the love of Allah in your mind, the love of the house in your mind, the love of something in your mind. You may not be seeing what Allah wants at that time, but the Prophet is seeing it. That's why that time that this Ikrimah, which is people came to pounce on the people of the Prophet, and they captured them, and the Prophet said, don't touch them. They were not able to inflict any danger on you. Why? He is one who held, he restrained their hands from touching you. The Prophet freed them to go back. Why? وَهُوَ الَّذِي كَفَّ أَيْدِيَهُمْ عَنْكُمْ وَأَيْدِيَكُمْ عَنْهُمْ. And also restrained your hand from touching them. Because وَكَانَ اللَّهِ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرًا. All that you are doing, Allah is there seeing. He's with you and he's seeing.
هم الذين كفروا وصدوكم عن المسجد الحرام والهدي معقوفا ان يبلغ محله ولولا رجال مؤمنين ونساء مؤمنات لن تعلمهم ان تقعوهم فتصيبكم منهم معره بغير علم ليدخل الله في رحمته من يشاء لو تذينوا لعذبنا الذين كفروا منهم عذابا أليما.
هم الذين كفروا وصدوكم عن المسجد الحرام والحدي معقوفا أن يبلغ محلة ولولا رجال مؤمنون ونساء مؤمنات لم تعلموهم أن تطؤوهم فتصيبكم منهم معرة بغير علم ليدخل الله في رحمته من يشاء لو تزيلوا لعذبنا الذين كفروا منهم عذابا أليما. Allah said, whom are the kafaru? Let us come to the fact of the matter. They are the ones that deny Allah. They are the kafir. Because what are they, these people, doing? They said they don't believe in the Prophet. But the same people say they are the culture of their forefathers and Ibrahim. In the culture, has anybody ever come intending to come to make for Umrah in the month, in the blessed months that are inviolable months? Has anybody ever been attacked in those months? Why are they coming to attack the Prophet in that month? Which means they deny Allah, they deny the Prophet, they have also denied even the culture that they say they are on. Wasaddukum an al-Masjid al-Haram. They blocked you from entering the mosque of Allah, the sacred house of Allah, in the sacred month of Allah. They denied you from entering it. They see you going with your sacrificial animal, over 70 or over 100 or over much more than that. All of them, they make them to stand in one place and suffering, and they know these animals are sacrificial animals meant to be sacrificed for Allah. They know. Allah said, don't worry about it. وَلَوْلَا رِجَالٌ مُؤْمِنِينَ وَنِسَاءٌ مُؤْمِنَاتٌ لَمْ تَعْلَمُوهُمْ أَنْ تَطَأُوهُمْ فَتُصِيبُكُمْ مَعَرَةٌ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. Allah said, I'm protecting you so that you don't end up receiving disgrace for killing Muslims that you don't know of. There are faithful servants of Allah that are in Makkah that have not declared their faith, and Allah knows them, men and women. They are in between them. You don't know them. Enter Ta'um, you will have, if you entered Makkah to fight, you will have entered, maybe kill some of them. Later on, to realize that some of the people you kill are Muslims, then it will be shameful for you. For the civil ma'aratun, you get in. Allah said, he did all this again so that those people that Allah will enter into his mercy, he will enter them into their mercy. Law tazayyalu. If it was already clear that these are kafir, then no Muslim is among them. The moment they are another place, La azabna alladhina kafaru minhum azaban alima. I will have allowed you to go ahead, fight them, we punish them, give them a painful punishment. So here, at the time that they were in that place of Hudaybiyah, in Makkah, there are those among the weak ones that are too weak to leave their family. If the family knew that they are Muslims, they would put them in punishment. But they are Muslims. Is there Salah they are praying at that time? No. How are they Muslims? Only one word. One sentence. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. This is what binds all Muslims together. All Muslims, you know that the word that binds all of you together inside this room is La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. This is, people now are there in Makkah that Allah is protecting. It's not Salah they are going for. It's not zakat they are doing for. It's not fasting they are doing for. They are just there. They believe in Allah. Allah knows them. They believe in the Prophet. Allah knows them. Wala Allah rijalun mu'minina wa nisa mu'mina. Lam ta'lamuhum. You don't know them. Anta ta'uhum. For you to go and trample on them. For the sleep come. Then what will come to you? Ma'aratun. Disgrace. That you are killing your own brothers. Bigari ilm. Dizikhala Allah fi rahmati. There are even some Christians now that their mind is turned towards becoming Muslims. They are kafir. They are in Makkah. Their mind is turned towards becoming Muslims. If it was separate, there is a sieve that can see, you can see clearly these are Muslims. These are non-Muslims. They will have allowed you to enter. La azabna lezna kafaru minhum azaban alima. Then you will have entered and you will have given them thorough punishment. That it will be so painful for them.
إذ جعل الذين كفروا في قلوبهم الحمية حمية الجاهلية فأنزل الله سكينته على رسوله وعلى المؤمنين وعلمهم كلمة التقوى وكانوا أحق بها وأهلها وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا
لَوْ تَزَيَّلُوا لَعَذَّبْنَا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا إِذْ جَعَلَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْحَمِيَّةَ حَمِيَّةَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ فَأَنزَلَ سَكِينَتَهُ عَلَى رَسُولِهِ وَعَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَأَلْزَمَهُمْ كَلِمَةَ التَّقْوَى وَكَانُوا أَحَقَّ بِهَا وَأَهْلَهَا وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا Allah Ta'ala is now telling us. He said, who are these people? Whom are these people? Who are these people that deny Allah? And even the culture they say they believed in, they denied it at that time. These people is the one Allah is talking about now. Is Jalla Lazina Kafaru Fikulubil Muhammadiyata. This is when these people that are out of their senses and deny Allah completely, they put in their mind Hamiyata, chivinism. Hamiyata is unnecessary pride, no reasoning whatsoever. They claim to follow the path of Abraham. They claim to follow the culture. At that time, all evaded them out of their nonsense pride. Hamiyata jahiliyata. Jahiliyati. This pride that they are used to in ignorant time, that has no basis. This is kafaru fi qulubihim hamiyata hamiyata jahiliyati. وَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ سَكِينَتَهُ عَلَى رَسُولِهِ It's at this time that they have this thing happened in their mind. This pride, haughtiness in their mind. That at the same time, Allah sent down his tranquility into the heart of the Prophet وَعَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ And he also sent it into the hearts of the mu'min. وَعَلْزَمَهُمْ كَلِمَةَ التَّقْوَى And he made it binding on them that time. The kalima of piety. Kalimata taqwa. The kalima of piety. That their mind was going through the kalima of piety continuously. Why not? They are the ones that deserve to have this kalima of piety with them. And they are the families of that kalima of piety. Allah said, let me tell you, Allah, with regards to everything, he is well aware. These are people. These are people that denied Allah. Look at them. These are the ones that they believe in Allah and the Prophet. With their leader, the Prophet. This one, in their mind, they have harbored pride. Nobody will tell us. How can, after 6 years, this man will just come from Medina. He will come and enter Makkah. And they will hear that he has made Umrah and went back. Arabs will not hear it. Will not allow it. Shout in their mind. All reasons are gone. That this month is one of the sacred months. What they are coming to do is a sacred duty that even you, that you are the kafir, you don't believe in this prophet, you believe in. At the same time, what of the mu'min, what is in their heart? What is in their heart of the prophet? Sintered down to all of them. Whenever you are making tawaf, you go anti-clockwise. The ulamas, they said, you go anti-clockwise because there is always light coming out of the mosque, or out of the Kaaba. There is divine light coming out of the Kaaba. That divine light, when it comes out, it should meet your heart first. Your heart is towards the left. That's why you're going anti-clockwise. They said, when the Prophet is standing, and you're going to pray with Prophet, he will put you on his right hand side. So he is on your left, because the light coming out of him will come straight to your heart. Is ya alayna kafaru fi qulubil hamiyata hamiyata al-jahiliyati wa anzal Allah sakinata ala rasulihi and Allah sent down his tranquility on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? How? That tranquility on the Prophet flows out now and reaches all of us. Because here, this is from where the Tariqa people get this word, lazim. Kalimat at-taqwa. What is kalimat at-taqwa? La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. This is kalimat at-taqwa. Allah said, at that time, I made it binding of them, this word. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. Those that believe, how do their hands get tranquil? Is by zikr. Allah said, وَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ سَكِينَتَهُ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِهِ وَعَلَىٰ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah will send tranquility to your heart when you are doing zikr. But somebody is telling you, no, don't do zikr. If you say istighfar once, it's okay. Don't continue it. Prophet says, I do more than 70 times. So no, if you say la ilaha once, I know you have entered Islam, you don't need to repeat it again. Where did they get all these things from? Look at the Quran talking. Where are they getting their own statement from? They deserve to say la ilaha illallah more than anybody. Yes, today those in Tariqa are the ones that deserve to say la ilaha more than anybody, because they believe in Allah, they believe in the Prophet, they believe in the audio of Allah, they believe in the Quran totally. Absolutely. They don't try to put meaning that does not behove the Quran. So they deserve la ilaha more than anybody. That's why they are always saying it. If not, if you know what is the meaning of la ilaha illallah, can you see somebody sitting down saying la ilaha illallah and you attack him? Allah is telling us, Father, these people that disbelieve, they are attacking these people that Allah wa azamahum kalimat at-taqwa. Go and check what is kalimat at-taqwa. What is this word of piety? Some people say it's la ilaha illallah. Some people say it's la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Wa kanu ahakka biha. They deserve it more than any other person. They are also the family of it. That's it. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا. Allah has knowledge of who he should grant this word to. And he has also have knowledge of who are those that are harboring haughtiness, empty pride. These are people that have gone to Western education. They refuse to go to learn Quran. They come suddenly just because they have money, out of pride, not out of anything. But I say, who are these Tariqa people? No, we will not allow them. If you so believe in the Quran, you so believe in Allah and the Prophet, how many of your children have you sent to study this Quran? Some of them that call themselves sheikhs, but their children never even studied the Quran. It's after they died, their children is being sent. Go and study the Quran. Go and study Arabic so that you can come and represent your father. You claim you love something, but you are not part of it. If you love Allah, you love the Prophet, what will bother you first and foremost is that my child should know the Quran. My child should know the history of the Prophet. My child should know la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Today, most of us, we were born into Islam. Before we even know la ilaha illallah, it has been put inside our ears. Azan has been done into our ears. Ikama has been done into our ears. But this is what you should make sure you hold fast to, and your children should hold fast to. Allah knows who deserves la ilaha illallah, and he has made them to hold fast to it. He knows who does not deserve it, and they are there quarreling about it.
لقد صدق الله رسوله الرؤيا بالحق لتدخلن المسجد الحرام إن شاء الله آمنين مؤلقين رؤوسكم ومقصرين لا تخافون فعلم ما لم تعلموا فجعل من دون ذلك فتحا قريبا.
لقد صدق الله رسوله رؤيا بالحق لتدخلن المسجد الحرام ان شاء الله امنين مقلقين رؤوسكم ومقصرين لا تخافون فعلم ما لم تعلموا فجعل من دون ذلك فتحا قريبا. Allah is now telling the mu'min, is now telling the sahabas after they are on their journey going back. He said, the Prophet told you that he had a dream that he went for Umrah and he shaved his head and he had Hadiyah with him. He said, Allah is now saying, let me confirm it to you. Laqad sadaqa Allahu rasulahu ru'ya bil haqq. This vision, this dream, the Prophet said, Laqad sadaqa Allahu. Allah said, I'm testifying to that dream now. Bil haqq, with truth. Don't doubt it. La tadkhulun al-masjid al-haram. Wallahi, you are going to enter the masjid al-haram. Aminina, in peace, without any problem. Mukhallikina ru'usakum, with most of you shaving your head. Wa muqassirina, and some of you reducing your hair. La takhafun, without having fear of anything. Laqad sadaqallahu rasulahu ru'ya bil haqq. La tadkhulun al-masjid al-haram. Insha Allah. Aminina. مخلقين رؤوسكم ومخسرين لا تخافون فعلم ما لم تعلموا Allah said Allah knows what you don't know وجعل من دون ذلك فتحا قريبا and Allah has put after this that you have gotten an opening that is near a victory that is near look at Allah Allah is the one relating to us but he said inshallah let him know who are you put your hand on your chest I will do this. One day somebody was boasting, say he was telling somebody else, I will destroy you, sir. Do what Allah has not written that he will do, if you can. Yeah, that is it. Anything you do, say, if Allah so wills. Allah that owns everything is the one talking now. Which means, when the Prophet was replying, Sayyidina Umar, I said we are going to go for Umrah. Did I tell you this year? He knows what he was saying. But Allah allowed them to come all the way to Hudaybiyah for wisdom of giving them this victory. Because they are coming to Hudaybiyah thinking they were coming for Umrah, and at the end of the day, they didn't get to the house, but they still slaughtered their animals, slaughtered their hadi. It is the victory they have gotten because they passed the exam now and Allah is giving them a clean slate that they are, this CA, look, all of you had A. So you are going to come to this masjid. What Allah is saying for all is coming in the future, but it has not yet happened. Did it not happen at the end? Wait and see. Today, all of the you that were trying to perform Umrah at the bad now, you're only 1,400 or 1,520 something. Look, when you will come in 2 years' time to come and take the whole of Makkah, you'll be over 10,000 in number. Today, not up to 2,000 people are talking. You'll be over 10,000 at that time that are coming for Hajj. In the following year, you will come for Umrah. This is what Allah is telling here. So this, Allah is saying that this is the victory that he has given us. We still have time, huh?
هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا
هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا Whether the kuffar, they say you are not the prophet, you are not the messenger. Whether Suhail bin Amr say he does not believe, he will not write it there. This is the covenant between Muhammad Rasulullah. Whether they say they accept or not, Allah said, "Huwa allazi arsala rasulahu." He is the one who sent his messenger. Bil huda, he sent his messenger with guidance. And with religion that is the true religion. Inna dina inda Allah al-Islam. That he should make this religion surpass any all other religion and be supreme above other religion. Waqafi billahi shahida. Don't be a witness. Allah said he has witnessed. And the witness of Allah is enough for anybody. So you can see, these people they have succeeded. But what made them succeed? They have Allah in their mind. Despite the fact that they wanted Allah, they wanted to work for Allah, it did not take them from disobeying the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So young boys should not come today because of your enthusiasm for Islam, and then you start abusing your fellow Muslim brothers. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Sibabul Muslim Fusukun. He said it is transgression to abuse a Muslim. Waqitaluhu kufru, fighting him is denial of Allah, is denial of the religion. So no matter how much you love the religion, be very careful before you criticize any person. Have you passed your exam? Look at this noble sahabat. Allah was sending them, Lakar radiallahu anhum. Can you imagine that day when over 1,400 of them were standing and they did not know that they were in an examination? And after they have passed the examination, Allah is telling them, I am pleased with all of you. Can you imagine it? Allah said, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُحَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنْصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ تَبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ. These earlier Muslims that were foremost Muslims out of the Muhajir and out of the Ansar, Allah said he's pleased with them. The first class Muslims are those 10 people that the Prophet always mentioned that I promised them paradise. Then the people of Badr, all those that attended the war of Badr, that participated, the Prophet said, what do you know, people of Badr? It's like Allah has told them that whatever you want to do it in this world. Because of that, they did go and you see them doing haram. It's Allah that is telling them, will Allah say something and change his word? No. So all those that attended, they are the people, they are the thoughts. They know that Allah is already pleased. They know they are entering paradise. But will that make them to go and say what they should not say? To go and do what they should not do? So because Sheikh Ahmad Tijani promised that whoever is doing his tariqah, he is going to enter paradise. How does this make him to say I'm immune to fire? No. When a child has done something correct, you give him a gift, you give him a pass mark, will that make him not to do well? You are in 100th level. Your exam came out. You saw your result. You have 4.5. So you go and sleep, or you go and work harder. So no, the teacher will tell you, no, I will not tell him he has 4.5 so he can work harder. No, he has 4.5. Tell him you are a first class student, you have 4.5. You say, let me not fall short. That's why you find out that despite the fact that the people that are in the Tariqat Tijaniyah, they are asked, do your lazim in the morning, al-zamahum kalimata taqwa. Istighfar. Before you say this, la ilaha illallah, make it istighfar. Because you are always filthy. Clean yourself. They will make it istighfar, not less than 100. After that, try to adorn yourself with the adornment of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Make salat on the Prophet so that you can come close to the Prophet. Like those sahabas that day, they are close to the Prophet. When you are close to the Prophet, by the time you finish your Salat al-Fatih, 100 of it, you hear your mouth saying, La ilaha illallah, la ilaha. The Prophet is putting you now, say La ilaha illallah. This is it. So here, people should be very careful. That these people have been promised that they will go to paradise. They will only work harder. That's why you find that they are foremost in memorizing Quran. They are foremost in taking their children to schools where Quran is being recited. They are foremost in going to Hajj. They are foremost in anything that is religion. They don't say, no, let's go and do Western education first and come back. They don't say, no, until I become a DG, then I'll build mosque. Even if it's 10,000 they have, they will build mosque that is of 10,000. They stay there. This other one said, no, let me go and fight. I'll become a DG. I'll become PAMSEC. Then I will come and serve Islam. Who told you? Allah is, Inna Allah tayyibun. Allah did not ask you to go and steal, to come and give him. Work halal, from halal, give to Allah. That's why it is also wrong for people to come to government land, particularly when you have the house set out. The one that is a free space for government, they will build mosque there. Allah is not in need of it.
If you like Allah, you love Allah, take your house, convert it into a mosque for Allah. You go to a free land that is not for you, you build land on it. You will never find people that are ardent lovers of the Prophet, they do that. It is their house that is the mosque. It is the land they will buy and they convert to mosque. They don't just go to the street where they see an empty land. They say, no, it's government land. Make it a mosque. Abdullah bin Fodio says, such mosque, remove it. Is any mosque on the way of people? Say, remove it. So let us be very careful. Islam does not ask you not to be full of enthusiasm. No matter your enthusiasm and your love to serve Allah, you must obey the Quran. Anybody you see criticizing the Sufi people, they have already gone against the Quran. Before they started, they have gone against the Quran. Wallahi tallahi. Or they don't understand the Quran. So be very careful. If you ask, no, the hadith, who is telling you that hadith? How can you use hadith to offset a verse of the Quran? So Allah is testifying now. Allah is already pleased with these people. He will not change his words. They are people of paradise. And Allah is saying that these are the people that he has made to confirm, to hold this kalima, La ilaha illallah. You are in the mosque saying La ilaha, wa man azlamu mimman mana'a masajid Allahi an yuzkara fiha ismuhu. The name of Allah is being mentioned in the house of Allah. You go, you are taking people's things, by tearing it on this campus. And you claim you don't believe in the Quran. No matter how much you read it, go and study it. Look at these people now. They are going for Umrah. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said they should go back. Look at the treaty they are having. Did they say no? They went back. And in it, ayatul lil mu'minin is sign, is symbol for all of us. It's not pride, unnecessary pride. I am this, I am this. Or you turn yourself into tribal tribal group, fighting people out of your tribe. So may Allah save all of us. The next verse is long. Take it. Let's leave it. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah strengthen all of us. Allah has agreed, Allah has witnessed that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent him with this religion and on the path of truth. And he is going to tell us this moment, what are their features? What are their qualities? We are going to see it in the last verse of this surah. May Allah make us to be among them. May Allah make us to be among the Sahabas of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah accept our Ramadan. Everybody should try his best. Constrain yourself to always obey Allah and the Prophet. Constrain yourself to obey whatever Allah has predestined. Don't say, I want this. You may be praying and your prayer is not accepted. You don't stand up, the sun is coming out, I see you are praying. That time is not for prayer. You don't stand up when you are with your wife, you abandon your wife, so you are going to pray. Everything has its time. The time for food, eat. The time for drink. The time for praying, pray. The time for reading, read. Schedule your time. Wisdom must be part of your life. Look at the Prophet that we have. Prophet of wisdom. Prophet of worship. Prophet of dedication. Prophet of love. Because of people that are Muslim that are not yet known, Allah did not allow Muslims to enter Makkah to fight. You, Muslims that you know, you are fighting them. I'm saying this with every effort because a lot of our boys have been taken astray, thinking that what they are doing is Islam. This is not Islam. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah strengthen our faith. May Allah increase us in our faith. May Allah strengthen this religion of Islam. May Allah strengthen Muslims. May Allah make Islam to dominate all other religions. Allah has said it here. Allah says this is Islam should surpass all other religion. May Allah make it to surpass all religion in our lifetime. May Allah make it that what we are going to eat, what we are going to wear, where we are going to live, may He provide it for us. So that a longer tour does not take us to go to people that we shouldn't go to beg. May Allah tabarakatuh grant us health. May He grant us wealth. May He grant us the love of the Prophet. May Allah reward the Prophet for us. May He reward our ulama. May He make us to leave this world with La ilaha illallah محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق، ناصر الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقدار العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، سلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.